This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. A Western Slope judge issued an order to get ICE to halt immigration detentions in and around his courthouses. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
There have been 5 to 10 detentions in and around the Garfield County Courthouse. The Judicial District's chief judge says the actions are frustrating the process of justice and could have a chilling effect on all the people who have the right to participate fairly in the judicial system. DA Ben Sollers says he too hopes to protect his criminal cases.
I think that we have a responsibility to protect defendants, victims, and witnesses from fear of coming to the courthouse.
The chief judge says ICE now has to go through security and state their reason for being in the courthouse if they come in at all. And if they make any more detentions, he would hold them in contempt. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado state senators passed a resolution yesterday agreeing to create a structured plan to fully fund public schools based on 2 cost studies. Senator Kathy Kipp.
They found that we're $3.5 to $4 billion a year behind providing every student that free and uniform public education.
This year, lawmakers are advancing a bill to increase funding for schools, but not by enough to cover inflationary costs in all districts. The resolution, which passed 27-5, puts legislators on the record about committing to fund schools. It now goes to the House for a vote. Expect windy conditions for the rest of the afternoon in Colorado Springs with a red flag warning posted through 9 p.m. In Denver, there's a slight chance for rain with windy conditions with a high in the low 70s. Tomorrow, expect snow in Denver with a high only around freezing. This is CPR News and KRCC.